KO4ZEW Mobile.
KW, this is Scott, how you doing?
KO4ZEW Mobile and monitoring.
K4DJW.
I am having some trouble with the repeater here. I heard you perfectly clear.
A little bit. I'm getting ready to go through a low spot. But I haven't heard you on here in a while. Did you get that email that I sent you about being able to, what was that you were wanting to do? Oh, being able to share the router with the main PC at the club meeting?
Yeah, that one, the little four-port switch. I'm going to see if the second Ethernet jack is lit up, and if it's not, I may have to get a switch.
I was thinking after I sent you that, the club may have already bought one of those. I don't know. It may check to see if there's one already down there.
I'll see if we can get to the downstairs room and look in the cabinet.
Look at the gate. I'll be back in a minute. W4DJW.
SWJ.
Hey, calling station.
I got a travel router that I could bring, that I carry with me when I travel, that I could bring and use Monday night if you want to.
We'll give it a try, because I don't know if that Ethernet jack we use is the only one that works in that room or not. And at least that way we can have more than one computer hooked up with a small switch. The one Dave and I were talking about was just a little four-port. But go ahead and bring it on, and we'll see what we can do with it. And then I can at least join the Zoom meeting with my laptop and share the notes as I read them off.
You know, it's built into it in a two-port switch, along with the WAN jack. I mean, it works pretty well when I travel, so it would certainly cover a room full of people.
Hey, W, I made it back. Hey, Scott. Frank is out of town for the meeting tomorrow. Do you want, or not tomorrow, but Monday, do you still want to have it?
Don't we have club meeting Monday?
I miss club meeting then. Yeah, we'll be at the club meeting instead. I didn't think about that. Go ahead, Ben.
Dave, I don't know if you caught it, but Scott's going to bring a little Ethernet router that we may be able to plug in the PC to that, plug that into the wall, and then set up a Wi-Fi on that router, and then, like, him and I can just join the Wi-Fi on that router, and, you know, all three computers, at very least, can share that same Ethernet connection.
Plan. If Scott's doesn't work, you can use the one that's downstairs if it's there.
I'll bring a cable, Ethernet cable, and my Ethernet to USB adapter that I use when I'm on the road, and, we'll see if that switch is there. I don't know if it is. Many times that cabinet's been pried open. So, Scott, if you go ahead and bring that router, that might work.
When cleaning up, I've got a switch. If you want me to bring a switch, too.
The router with the Wi-Fi would be the cleanest method, because then we put the club PC on the hard line, and then anybody who wants to hook up a laptop in the room can get on the router's Wi-Fi. But since the Chewy is running the Zoom meeting, we definitely want it to be hardwired.
Headway with the Raspberry Pi?
Since I've gotten to mess with it, I went down to the Stone Mountain Ham Fest this morning, and I just got back, and I was literally just sitting down at the computer when Ben called to start messing with it, so.
Hope you need any help.
Thank you.
What have you been up to?
Raspberry Pis. I put together one of those DigiPi devices, stuck a little screen on it and stuff, so it acts as a miniature TNC. It can do WinLink, it can do APRS web chat, it can do an iGate, a whole bunch of stuff. And I also loaded up a PC with Dragon OS that the club can use, because it's already got all the ham software loaded onto it. You could could ever want. You know, Direwolf, SDR stuff, FLDigi, WSJTX, all that stuff already loaded on there. And it's a little mini PC, so I've got it set up ready to go if we ever have to use for it.
Good to have at the at field day events.
Point. Yeah, especially if anybody wanted to do a digital mode, we just, you know, they plug into it, and we just set their rig configuration, and off they go.
I use that Direwolf on a Raspberry Pi with a Tiny Track. Makes a really, really small, complete, thorough 8-person installation in a tiny, tiny package.
Exactly what the DigiPi does, and he just released a version 2 like last week. It's really nice. It's on a Raspberry Pi Zero, so it's really tiny.
Them do with smaller and smaller equipment. Things just keep on getting smaller.
Yeah, I wouldn't believe, you know, a computer with a whole OS that's smaller than the size of my wallet.
And Frank have been working on the Raspberry Pi SVX Link replacement for EchoLink node that we have now. And they're using one of those Pi Zero hats. It's got all kinds of audio connectors on it.
Man, I'll have to check that out. See what they come up with.
And when it comes to the meeting, you can take a look at it. It's pretty small package, and it'll do as much as we were constantly looking for a replacement for the PPI board. And I think this one they found over in France. I think it's made in France, and it's only a half width hat for Zero. And it looks like it does just as much as the PPI, the full hat.
That's cool, especially because the screen I put on the DigiPi is a half hat. So I wonder if you could put one on one side and one on the other side and even have a screen for the, you know, for monitoring all the audio connections and stuff.
Possible.
Yeah, I'm headed into downtown here, so I might get choppy for the next couple of minutes. But Scott, I don't know if you're still on. You want to let us know what you got?
Audio hat with me Monday night, and see where I show it off a little bit.
Third level at Lake Cunningham, crossing over at Old McElhaney, so I might be kind of scratchy too.
Yeah, so I'll definitely have my laptop on Monday night, because we're going to do a programming party. So we're going to bring power supplies, interface cables. We've told everybody bring radios that you need programmed. So we have several different .csv databases of repeaters and stuff in the area that we can load on people's radios and, you know, get them on the air with, you know, using repeaters and things that they didn't know were even there.
Are you still going back and forth from up New York and back, or are you back down here now?
Now for a month. Then I've got to go to Vegas for AWS convention at the beginning of December, and New York 1 week in December.
AWS convention yet?
I've gone for the last several years. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, and it is. It's like a kid in a candy factory, isn't it?
It's everything you could possibly imagine for AWS and so much more.
Did you hear what happened with the AWS outage the other day? About a week ago.
He laid off 40% of their systems admin staff and flipped on a bunch of AI, and the AI went rogue. There was something about a DNS. They blamed it on DNS, and it was just a mess.
The DNS single point of failure that they didn't realize that they had, a vulnerability that now they know that they had, but they had no idea that that single DNS does its distribution to all the other DNS. Everything else was dependent on it. Trying to get that single point of failure removed.
They're scrambling to do that now.
You, Ben.
AWS outage, but I did not hear about that fallout.
My Ring cameras, they work for a few minutes and then they'd be gone. And then they work and then the wall opposite my desktop, it has a big screen TV on it and it's split into four different sections and there's cameras in each one of those sections. And there'd be cameras that would work for a little bit and then they quit. They work for a little bit and they quit. There's that DNS outage.
Explain DNS.
The DNS has a hard job.
It definitely does, but I'm not a fan. I don't know what could replace it, but it's what we got.
Yeah, when they implemented it in the beginning when it was first implemented, but didn't have a better solution either.
It's like Ethernet. It's infrastructure and it's here to stay. I mean, it's so embedded into everything. I don't know that it will be replaced.
With the hardware that they're coming, with the new hardware that they're coming up with, it just, things continue to get bigger and fit in smaller packages.
AWS could stand up a farm of Pi Zeros. How about that?
I wonder if Scott has, I don't know what kind of application you have that runs in AWS, but do you have it so that you can deploy on demand yet?
Into that stuff at work. I'm an AWS certified and all that kind of stuff, and I run some stuff from home in AWS, a couple websites and whatnot. Some on WordPress that run out of LightSail and some stuff like that. I use AWS DNS and their registration services and all that kind of stuff for a lot of stuff that I run from home and whatnot on my side gigs.
What I was doing when I was at Bank of Japan, I had a couple of teams that were working on that to replace IBM's Data Power solution. Data Power's hardware implementation, they're going to use that software implementation. And they got it working really good, but security would never let us put it in production as long as I was there. They might have by now, but that was about 3 or 4 years ago.
I'm so far with the security and everything now, I mean, there's things going into the cloud that I never thought would have gone into the cloud before. It's crazy.
Implementation would have been an on-premise cloud, on-premise implementation of AWS, so it seemed pretty secure to me, on-premise being the data center that we were in.
AWS Outpost, and we've looked into using it ourselves at my company. And it's just basically, it's AWS extended to your own data center, and you run their servers in your data center. You use the AWS interface, and it melds into the AWS fabric via private links, and it's just like having an extension of AWS, only it's on-prem, it's in your data center, and you can cut it off if you wanted to.
When I left. Anyway, Ben, you pick it up. I'm going to run through the drive-thru here. I ate when I was at the airplane club meeting. Now I got to pick Amy something up, and I'll be back when I get through the drive-thru. W4DJW.
For the EW, yeah, I'm clear of downtown, so I should be in better range now, at least for a little while.
Down in Mountain Hamfest today. It was pretty cool. I met some interesting people and made a few contacts down that way.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'm hoping to hear some of what people say about the Hamfest down there. I've never been to that particular one, so I'm hoping people will talk about it on the net tonight. But what'd you run into that was like exceptional?
I've been to that had like major vendors and stuff from like the ARRL and you know, the like HRO was there, and like hamstudy.org or .com or whatever was there, and several, there was quite a few, clubs there represented as well from the Atlanta area. I don't know. I don't have a lot of experience with a number of ham fests, so you know I don't have a lot of experience to draw on with all that. So.
It sounds like it's a good one. I know Atlanta has a physical HRO store, and I'm going to pass through Atlanta on Thanksgiving weekend, so I'm hoping to make a side trip and go to HRO in person, the store down there in Atlanta. It could be very dangerous, but I want to do it.
In Atlanta, I actually made a pit stop at the HRO down there in Atlanta, and I didn't buy anything. I was a good boy. My wife should be proud of me, but you know, it was tempting. It was very, very tempting.
I can't imagine. But, man, I'd love to get a kilowatt amp, a tuner to go with it. Throw a 9700 into the mix, so I'd have the 7300, 9300, you know, matching pair. I could go down there and spend $20,000.
Next month, I've been to two HROs because I didn't think I'd be going to Atlanta or anything like that. So I was in Wilmington, Delaware, tearing down a data center 2 weeks ago, and there just happened to be an HRO just outside of Wilmington, and I went to that one and saw what one looked like firsthand there. That was my first HRO that I'd been to.
There used to be a tech warehouse on the way to Atlanta. I cannot remember the name of it. I think it was up towards Brazelton. And I used to stop there all the time. I don't remember the name, but it was a big place.
You're correct.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I used to hit that place every time I went to Atlanta. Didn't always buy anything, but it's a... Man, I miss that place.
Brother, you and me both.
I'm almost home, so I'm going to duck out. Anyway, good talking to both of you. See you at the meeting Monday night, W4DJW.
Good catching up with you. We'll see you then. And I'm gonna have a whole bunch of stuff, with the club equipment and some other goodies for the programming party, as Lee Brewer has dubbed it.
See you, Dave. See you this Monday.
Scott, well, I'll catch up with you. I'm almost home myself, so we'll probably just get caught up after the meeting and do a little show and tell. I'll bring the DigiPi if you bring that other Pi device you're working on and swap notes.
I will bring it. See you Monday. 73 to you, and clear on your final.
KO4 is EEW Mobile. I will be clear myself.